This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Texter, comparing Aaron Judge to Andrew McCutchen is like comparing Dan Marino to Nathan Peterman. What a joke. Lame take.
Damn.
First of all, that's a terrible analogy.
Terrible.
Because Nathan Peterman, no good. No offense, but not a good NFL quarterback. I think he threw four interceptions and a half. Maybe five. One of the all-time bad games in NFL history.
Yes.
Andrew McCutchen just tied Roberto Clemente for home runs. Like, those two things are not like the other. But the point was, you don't necessarily need postseason success to get into Cooperstown. That's the point. Now, I realize that Judge is a better player than Kutch. I realize that Mike Trout a better player than Kutch. But Mike Trout ain't done crap.
Yeah, postseason-wise. No, nothing.
Yeah. So I don't think that that disqualifies you, is the point. 412-928-9370. 50-minute mark on the Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township. Jeff Hathorn going to be joining us in the next segment. Paul Skeens tonight with his 2.15 ERA. He's got to be better, Dorn.
Here you go.
I'm going to keep saying that until he wins three consecutive Cy Youngs. It's because of me. Forget about Oscar Marine. I said Andrew McCutchen, I said Paul Skeens hasn't been as good this year as he was last year, and he's had his best three starts of the season.
Yeah, so you're his, like, you're his enemy who he's trying to prove wrong right now.
Well, and
you
now
push him into this direction, huh?
I did. I'm sure he knows my name.
Do you think he does?
No.
No.
I would doubt seriously, and I hate to admit this, because a lot of guys do listen. I don't think he's the kind of guy who listens to sports talk radio.
No, never.
No.
Never.
He's so laser focused.
Yeah, never.
I don't think he's that guy.
I don't know if that many guys do, honestly.
I know Ben does. There have been other guys. Like, Starkey will tell stories about dudes.
Listening,
reading. To each their own.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
It's not many, though.
What do you know?
I just know that guys are not paying attention to radio hosts and what they have to say.
You don't think so?
No. Even if they listen, they don't care.
Really?
Why would you care about somebody's opinion who never did or could do what you do?
You don't think LeBron?
No, he doesn't care at the end of the day. He's still going home to his seven houses and he's LeBron James.
Then why is he getting up in Stephen A. Smith's face?
Because Stephen A. Smith's an idiot. He's trying to be like, you're an idiot.
I'm an idiot too, some could argue.
Okay.
You don't think players ever take offense to...
They probably take offense, but at the end of the day, they don't care.
It's just another means to an end on...
It's not, okay, so it, like, nobody is going to put on the radio to listen to radio hosts say something important or informative. Like, they are listening because they are being trashed, probably. Like, they're not going to listen for any other reason but to hear if they're being trashed or if their name's in the paper.
They're not listening to be entertained?
No. That's the... Yeah, that, no.
We can't entertain a player?
I don't think so.
Pat Freiermuth listens.
Well,
we love Pat.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I love Pat. Texter, I don't listen to you clowns. Ben, probably. Ben, I think, listened for that reason. Who's saying what about
exactly.
me? Who's saying what about yes. me? And you, I'm just messing around here. Like, you would obviously know more than me. But I don't know why we couldn't be entertaining to the masses. I mean, I think we are.
Saying.
I mean, Andrew McCutchen probably listens every day driving into PNC Park. No.
Mitch Keller?
I don't know. I do know that Skeens ain't a dude who
no.
pays attention to any of that. I think the social media stuff gets to guys. Like, you see players respond on social media all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Texter, did Doran listen when he played? No, you've said multiple times.
Never. I barely listen now.
What?
I mean, I've never really listened to the radio, no. Never. Didn't even know, like, it really was a thing, honestly.
The radio?
Yep. I didn't know it was, like, a for real thing.
What did you do in your car? You didn't know?
Played music.
Mm. Yeah. Thank you for invalidating my entire existence. I appreciate that.
It's not just you.
No, but I'm one of them.
So am I. I'm a validator.
That's what I'm
myself.
Saying. You're one of us now. Welcome
Nobody's
to the dark side.
Cam Hayward's not listening to this.
I don't know. I think Cam's one of those guys
does,
who
actually.
Pays attention.
He does.
There are guys that I think use whatever type of criticism as motivation.
For sure.
Like Hines Ward, if you said hello to him the wrong way, would be like, who's doubting me?
Right.
Who's doubting me? But I think it's a special brand of people. Maybe emphasis on the special who need for all you guys, and I'm like all athletes. You find whatever chip you can get, and if it's some scrawny ass dork like me being like, "Oh boy, Austin Hedges stinks," and that's what he needs on that given day to use it, so be it. He'll use it.
Mm-hmm.
Like James Harrison, where the hell is Tim Benz? Who the hell is Tim Benz? But a lot of the time, to your point. I think it's the secondhand stuff. Like, I don't think James Harrison's sitting there listening to Tim Benz's show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I mean, you only get like a short window to listen to the radio if you're a football player during the season, right? And you're not listening to it in the offseason. So it's driving to the facility you would put on probably us, right?
Hey,
guys. You listen to it. Or coming home, you know, maybe you're catching a little bit of the end of Pony and Muller. I wouldn't choose to listen to something that is possibly going to be negative. I'd probably want to play music before I start my day of playing football. That's how I would look at it.
Yeah. Right?
I'm not going to go put this on and be like, oh, if my name pops up, I'm going to be pissed off all day.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.